You're listening to Live from the Back Room on 106.1 Flip FM. I'm the big boy, and today we are talking with Jenny Dale Lord. Jenny, thank you so much for coming back.
Thank you for having me. It was an adventure getting here.
Yeah, I have to apologize straight off the bat because, you know, we're recording this in our Lubbock studio, and you being a Lubbock artist and me not thinking about telling you which one to come to, you drove to Floydada.
I did drive to Floydada, you know, but I actually love Floydada. In fact, this past year I went to the Old Settlers Festival,
yeah.
I think is what it's called. I had never been out there before and ate some fantastic turkey legs and had a really great time. So, you know, it wasn't too bad of a drive. You get to drop in the canyon a little bit and it gets pretty, but Lubbock is definitely a bit more convenient. So I'm glad we were able to get that worked out.
Yeah. And I understand you were able to actually make it kind of a business trip for yourself as well.
Well, I did. I'm having an album release party on June 11th for my new record, In the Dance, which I've been working on for almost a couple of years now. I've released a new album every 2 years or so. And it's a really big event. Tablecloths, centerpieces, all kinds of stuff. And so I'm making centerpieces out of wine bottles. And I have some friends who live in Idaloo, which is in the middle of Lubbock and Floydada. That literally had over 100 wine bottles that they said I could have. So I called him up on my way to Floydada and I said, hey, I'm going to be driving back through Idaloo on the way home. Can I stop and get those wine bottles? And they were like, sure, I'll put them outside for you. And so I stopped there on the way back to here and I had a hard time getting them in my car. They're in like these huge crates and my car is not very big. I don't have a trunk. My trunk is like my hatchback is full of equipment. I don't have a truck or anything. And I was afraid it was going to, like, break them all through the driveway, but luckily I was able to finagle them in there. And so then I'm driving here, and every turn is, like, crashing bottles. And so I felt like the old lady trying to get here as quickly as I could, but, like, I had to turn at 3 miles an hour just to keep them from going everywhere. So, but here I am. I made it.
Yay! So we're doing this now. So
yes.
You mentioned your new album. Well, let's talk about your current album. You know, you came on the show right as you were releasing
The bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in that time that we've seen you, you've also released another single as well.
Yeah, the bottle did really well. Made it up all the way up to number 27 on the charts. Thank you, K-Flip, for giving us some spins on that one.
You're welcome.
And then the new one next to you, I think it's sitting at like 42 or 44. It's in the 40s. So it's doing pretty well, and we'll probably be putting out another one in a few weeks when this one has its run. It's been out for several months now, and yeah, just, you know, taking things one day at a time and trying to move forward as best as I can.
So as we were talking kind of beforehand, you know, taking those things one day at a time, you know, the 2020s have started off being a little strange for a lot of people.
Rough, for sure.
Yeah, rough, you know. As an artist, I've kind of started asking this to folks of like, what's kind of some of the stranger or maybe not strange is the right word, but the things you didn't expect as an artist to be doing with COVID being kind of an issue in everyone's back mind?
Yeah, so COVID in a really weird way was like a blessing and a curse. Obviously, the live shows pretty much died off for a little while. But what I thought was really neat was a lot of the radio stations stepped up and they said, hey, why don't you get on our digital platforms and play some shows and sing some songs. And I did a thing for Real Texas Radio on Tuesdays at 2 o'clock that I'm still doing to this day.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's almost like, what is that, almost 2 years now? And I'm still doing that. I never in my life expected to have a digital Facebook Live show is what it is every Tuesday. And I've made fans all over the world that I probably wouldn't have gotten to make if not for COVID. So it was really strange. And it's still really awkward. Like, imagine trying to put on a show, but all you see is yourself in a screen. If you never felt self-conscious before, you're going to feel self-conscious then. And it's just so weird because there's no interaction. I mean, there is, but not the face-to-face interaction. And there'll be the comments coming through, and you're trying to read the comments, and then you're trying not to mess up on the words while you're singing songs. And it's definitely been a juggling act, but it's something that I love to do, and I look forward to doing that every week. And that is something I definitely never expected.
So when you're having that interaction with somebody who's kind of, you know, half a world away or, you know, in another state, you know, what do you, you know, what are you telling them trying to describe what life is like out here?
Well, mostly we don't necessarily talk about things like that? Usually it's requests or how are you doing today? I mean, there are different times where we've talked about specific COVID things because that's obviously what's going on. Like, are they requiring masks in your state or how's your vaccination rates going? But usually it's just, I don't know, like if you're just talking one-on-one at a show to somebody that maybe you don't know all their secrets so you don't get too deep, but at the same time, I don't know. It's different. I don't really have a good answer for that question, and I wish that I did, but... you know, we just try to laugh and have a good time and escape the realities of everything that's going on for 1 hour out of the week, if possible.
That sounds very cool. And that's on, you said,
Tuesdays at 2 o'clock on the Facebook page, Real Texas Radio. So facebook.com/Real Texas Radio, almost every Tuesday at 2, unless I'm on the road or out of town or something like that. So radio tour.
Right.
Yeah.
So sharing secrets right now, I'm going to share a secret that you brought me a bag of. It's not Chex Mix.
I call it like a caramel corn. You could call it a Chex Mix because there are some Chex in there, but caramel corn mix is just what I call it. Because for me, the star of that particular, actually, I love the pretzels because they're salty and sweet, but mm-hmm. I think, you know, the caramel popcorn is definitely what stands out, unless you like pretzels like me.
I look very forward to devouring most of that bag
thank
later.
You.
So thank you very much.
Merry Christmas and
Yay!
Happy New Year, you know.
So how has your holiday season, now that it's kind of moving into January, how has everything been for you?
Well, the holidays were somewhat different this year. My whole family was separated for one reason or another. So I kind of just had a really lonely Christmas, and we don't need to get into all of that. But January has been pretty slow, too. So I've just been taking time to do baking and, you know, songwriting and finishing up things because I haven't had a ton of shows. Although Saturday I'm opening up for Jason Boland at the Cactus Theater, which will be so exciting.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank
so
you.
Tomorrow you're on
Trends and Friends.
Trends and Friends.
Yeah,
and
5
then
o'clock
you're
at KLBK.
Nice. And then, you know, you're going to be talking with or, you know, playing for Jason Boland, you know, opening that up. So
excited about that.
And you're at KFLP right now.
I know.
Sorry that it couldn't have been employed.
Well, you are the first stop of my radio tour for this beginning of the year. So thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So we'd love for you to play something for us.
Yeah, I was thinking, well, I'm sure I played The Bottle last time because that was the single then. So sticking with tradition, how about the current single, Next to You?
Sounds good. You're listening to Jenny Dale Lord on Live from the Back Room on 106.1 Flip FM.
I saw you down there staring. It's true, you caught my eye. I was hoping you were daring enough to come say hi. I could tell that you were trouble. Thought it best to keep the space. But now you're in my bubble, and these feelings won't escape. I wanna stand next to you. Because there's just something about you that's pulling me your way. Something in the air around you gets me drunk on all you say. And I try so hard to fight it, but it seems like there's no use. There's no way I can deny it, and I know you feel it too. I wanna stand next to you. I won't take you home this evening. You won't see inside my room. There's someone there believing I somehow hung the moon. I'm never gonna hurt him, 'cause he's all I'll ever need. And I'm not sure I deserve him, but I'll never make him leave. So I just wanna stand next to you. Because there's just something about you that's pulling me your way. But I can't wrap my arms around you or get wrapped up in a day. All my lips can touch his whiskey, all my hands can hold his glass. task. I wanna stand next to you. I just wanna stand next to you. Because there's just something about you that's pulling me your way. And when I go, I know I'm bound to let my imagination play. And it feels so good to feel good. It's nice to know I can. But that sure don't mean that I should. I'm wise enough to understand. Stand next to you. I just want to stand next to you. I just want to stand next to you. Ooh, I want to dance with somebody. I want to feel the heat with somebody.
Kind of like the extended version.
So I love the Whitney Houston song. You know, I feel like everybody who sings that has to go the I want to feel the like
yeah. You gotta do that. That's part of the song. Yeah. That's something that we started doing just on the fly one day. I think we were maybe playing at Abuela's, which is a really awesome venue here in Lubbock. And I don't know, we were just talking about songs that say, I wanna, I wanna, I wanna, and then out of nowhere, just kind of threw that one, the little mix at the end. And it was so awesome because everybody knows that song. And so everybody starts singing along and has such a great time that I don't think I know how to play that song without doing the Whitney Houston part anymore.
Nice.
So it's always just fun to see people react and sing along and have a good time. So
the Abuelos here seems like it would be a great place acoustically to play because, you know, it's kind of very open and very kind of just seems like it's kind of lends itself to that.
Yeah, no, it's such a fantastic patio and they have a big stage area. And on a Friday night, it is standing room only. I mean, you get there, the show usually starts at 6 and people get there at 4 o'clock to get a seat and stay there all night long. It's always been one of my favorite places to play in Lubbock just because of that. And people just, they come for the live music. They're not coming for any other reason than just to have a good time and listen to the band. And anytime you can play in a situation where that's the main focus of the audience, it just, it provides such a wonderful energy and just a really great time. And I like to have fun playing music just as much as people like to have fun listening to music, you know? So anytime we can find a balance like that where everybody is satisfied, it's a really good night.
Very cool. Well, I know that a lot of people are just listening to this and can't necessarily see, but I have a question about the scarf that you're wearing today.
Okay, yes.
Okay, because it looks like it's not just like a scarf that you buy down at Walmart.
No, it's not. But it's not homemade either. It's actually, so it's a Vans off-the-wall scarf.
Wow.
Believe it or not, I used to be like a skater back in the day until I broke too many bones. And I realized the older I get, the more fearful I am of hurting myself. So I just used to have a whole bunch of Vans stuff and it's 24 degrees outside and it feels like 10. And so sometimes when it's super cold, I wear a scarf instead of a necklace just because it keeps me nice and warm. So
that makes perfect sense. So I want to hear more about the being a skater. Like
I was not very good. But it was a lot of fun. I liked the long boards more than the short boards, and I didn't do any tricks. I just like to get out and have a good time. On my 26th birthday, I got a brand new longboard and literally ate it so hard that I broke my elbow on the day of my birthday. And I remember my grandmother called to wish me happy birthday. And how's it going? Oh, I just got out of the hospital. I broke my elbow, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, don't you think you're a little old to be doing that? So I kind of started letting things go after that in more ways than one. It's like, thanks, Grandma.
Yeah. Ouch, Grandma.
Yeah. You know, grandmas, once they start losing that frontal lobe stuff, they just say whatever they want to.
Although it would have been, imagine if she'd have gotten on the longboard, that would have been very dangerous.
Yes, very, very dangerous.
So your new album coming out this summer.
June 11th is the release date. Yes.
Tell us about what we can know, I guess, at this point, since it's still kind of a little bit early on.
Yeah, well, no, I've kept some tracks secret, like where people are going to come to the party and be surprised about things. And I have kept a few things secret, but I really like to start getting people excited early on. So I'm posting pictures on the Facebook event of all the party favors that we're making and starting the whole process. But I have the album's called In the Dance. I'm so excited about the title track. My vision for this song was kind of like We Are the World or some sort of thing where a whole bunch of singers come together and sing this particular song. It's a song I wrote for one of my dear friends who passed away from brain cancer a little over a year ago. And before she died, she asked me to write her a song. And it's about living life to the fullest, and that's what she did. And so I wanted it to be a universal message. I didn't want it to just be me trying to say, hey, everybody, life is short. Let's make the most of it. I thought it would be even more powerful if it was a whole group of people sharing the same sentiment. And so I've got Kenny Mains from the Mains Brothers, Brian Mains, his son, on that album. Yvonne Perea from Honey House, also her own beautiful music as well. Mandy from Honey House. Hannah Jackson, who's a fabulous local singer-songwriter. I think there's eight of us. Seth Ward out of Amarillo. I'm sure you guys play his music. He's phenomenal. Just a whole group of us that got together and made this song. I've got a few duets on there. I have a duet with Darren Morris, who is a phenomenal Texas country guy. I have my first girl-girl duet with an artist named Billy Joe. I'm very excited about that. So pretty much I try to make every album better than the one before. And we're doing some things we've never done before and spreading our wings and bringing some amazing artists in. I'm really excited, and I can't wait for everybody to hear the record, and I'm going to try to actually duplicate a lot of that at the party as well, so you'll want to get your tickets as soon as they go on sale. I don't know when they're going on sale yet, but it's going to be fun.
It's sounding like a very star-studded event.
I am hoping so. It's going to be the biggest party I've done yet, as far as at least the entertainment goes.
So with the wine bottles being the centerpiece, I'm curious, what can we I'm trying to get a mental picture of that.
Yeah, so we're doing, I wanted them to be different. My last party I did whiskey bottles, and we put what they're called, like the little fairy lights inside of them, and had flowers and things like that. This year I'm taking the wine bottles and I'm going to cut the bottoms off. And I got some of the like battery powered tea lights. And so we'll just put the wine bottle on top of the tea light. So the tea light's going to come through. And we're going to have some flowers. And I've asked people, so if you're listening to this, and you have any pictures of dancing, I'm asking anybody who wants to email me pictures that involve dancing. It can be your kids when they were in recitals. It could be you at your wedding. It could be anything that involves dancing. And send it to jennydalelord@gmail.com. So in the centerpieces, we've made these little curly cues out of wire hangers that are going to have little pictures of dancing in them. And we've got pixie stick streamers, like the dancing streamers, and all kinds of stuff that we're working on. So there is an event on Facebook for the In the Dance album release party that you can find on my Facebook page if you want to just follow it and see what all that we're doing. But I try to make it, a really classy, beautiful, like I want you to walk in the room and be like, so that's what we're working on.
I am very much going to embarrass my parents at this moment and say that I have they had a still image of the old slide of them dancing that they used at their wedding. That
yes.
I'm gonna find a copy of that.
Please do.
And send it to your
send
email.
Send it to me. Yeah.
JennyDaleLord@gmail.com. And remember, the I, not Y.
That's correct. Well, it's Jennifer without the fur. sometimes that gets a big laugh, depending on how your mind likes to think.
Yeah. Well, could you play us a sneak peek, if you will?
I sure will. Let me do a little retuning, because, you know, my guitar on that long drive to Floyd Dado was sitting in the 20-degree weather.
It and the wine bottles in the back.
Oh,
yeah.
My Lord, the wine bottles. I'm going to show you a picture when we finish here of my car ridiculously full of wine wine bottles right now. So something that I told you, I'm doing things different on this album that I've never done before. And one thing that I've never done is I've never recorded someone else's song. And I had a songwriter out of Nashville shot me some songs, like last year or so. And I just decided, why not? You know, if I want to do something different, I want to have different sounds. And so I gave him a listen, and he still sends me songs, which is really awesome because I'm like, keep sending them my way. They sent me this song that I completely fell in love with, and we'll probably release this as a single at some point. But it's my favorite song on the record, and I feel like I can tell you how amazing it is because I didn't write it. So I'm not saying anything that makes me sound like I have a big head. But this is just a song that touches me so much, and the minute I heard it, I was like, wow, that sounds like something I could have written, and it's just, I love it. It's called Love You Like You're Leaving.
Sometimes we're just going through the motions, waiting for the perfect moment, then we let that moment pass. Sometimes when we both had a hard day, pass each other in the hallway and don't bother looking back. You deserve so much more than that. I'm gonna love you like you're leaving. Say the things you never thought I'd say before you walk away. Forever's not a promise that my heart's prepared to break. Baby, there's no way. I don't wanna wait till there's a reason to love you like you're leaving. This life can disappear in just a minute. Can't imagine you not in it. I'd be lost without your love. So tonight, I've come to my senses. Gonna mend those broken fences. You've waited long enough. I'm gonna love you like you're leaving. And say the things you never thought I'd say before you walk away. Forever's not a promise that my heart's prepared to break. Baby, there's no way. I don't wanna wait till there's a reason to love you like you're leaving. Oh, oh, oh. Forever's not a promise that my heart's prepared to break. Baby, there's no way. No, I don't wanna wait till there's a reason to love you like you're leaving. sometimes. We're just going through the motions, waiting for the perfect moment. Let's not let that moment pass.
You're listening to Jenny Dale Lord on Live from the Back Room on 106.1 Flip FM. So, Jenny, you have, like I said, we said earlier, you're playing tomorrow with Jason Bolin and the Stragglers.
Saturday.
Jumping ahead of myself. Tomorrow, though, you are on
Trends and Friends. KLBK.
Five o'clock?
Yeah, 5 o'clock.
Okay,
so. I don't know that I'll be on at 5 o'clock, but the show is from 5 to 5.30. So
I think you just walk up right up to the anchor desk, just sit down and say,
like, here I am.
Good evening. I'm Jenny Dale Lord. That's how you're going to become the next Karen McCaffrey.
I love it. You know, I'm actually an electronic media communications major, or have a degree in that. And so there was a time that I thought I did want to do that, so maybe that'll help me along with that particular goal.
Trust me, it's not as glamorous as it looks.
Poor Karen. I mean, and let's see. So Kenny Maines is a dear friend of mine, mm-hmm. and he's married to Sharon.
Right.
Maines. I think he told me once she wakes up at like 3 o'clock in the morning every day.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's when I go to bed. I can't imagine.
I used to work over there, and there'd be nights where I would be leaving as they were coming in, and it was just like, I can never do the morning show.
Me neither.
So, but where can people find, if you're going to be out and like, you know, where can they find information on your schedule?
JennyDaleLord.com. It has my schedule on there. If you want the whole address, just do the /schedule. Like I said, I'm already thinking about February. January's been kind of slow, but I have a few shows next week. And then, of course, the one with Jason Bolin on Saturday. But yeah, just go to the website, JennyDaleLord.com. It has all kinds of stuff. You can check out some music and some music videos and upcoming events and all that jazz.
So I saw specifically for our Floyd Ada crowd and our crowd kind of back toward the northeast, you're going to be playing at the Hotel Turkey.
Hotel Turkey. Yeah, I think the last time I played there, they referred to me as an OG. I've been playing at Hotel Turkey pretty much since they got up and running, and it's one of my favorite places to go out and play. They're like basically extended family, and I just love it out there. I love the people. I love the vibe. I love the look of it, and mm-hmm. I mean, I'd be lying if I told you we didn't get in trouble every time I play because we party too hard all night. I don't know if you're familiar with the game Left, Right, Center, and mm-hmm. when I say we, I mean like the locals, all of us. We'll end up playing left, right, center until the wee hours of the morning.
Are you playing it quietly? With dollars? Or are you playing it with
dollars?
Okay, yeah.
Yes, of course, dollars.
Well, you never know. Like, you can start with pennies
quarters.
You know.
Well, I mean, after a good night at Hotel Turkey, I usually end up with a bunch of $1 bills in the tip jar. You know, so we have a good time and play with all of that. It's so much fun. So come on out. It's always a good time.
And that's going to be February 19th.
February 19th. Yeah. That is correct.
Awesome. Well, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, check that out. So, Jenny Dale Lord, we appreciate you coming on Live from the Back Room. Would you mind if I put you on the spot and ask if there's something you can play us out with?
Oh, of course not. Let's see. Well, we might as well do the bot, although I should probably do something that I don't have to retune my guitar for. So, since I'm going to be releasing, I can't believe it, I'm going to be releasing my 7th album on June 11th. I don't know how that happened. Time just flies. But I'll play you the title track to the very first Jenny Dale Lord band album. I did release 2 albums as Jenny Dale Lord before the band thing. But this song is called Never Let Go.
No denying I'm not perfect. No, no. No pretending that I'll ever be. But I think you'll find me worth it. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, I've got what you need. So never let go. Never let go. Some days it's hard to love me. Oh, I know. But I thank God that you do. Cause Cause when pushing comes to shoving, oh, oh, I know I couldn't make it without you. So never let go in this pain, when the sky is pouring rain. Never let go when it seems it'd be easier to leave. And never give up, never give in. It's a crazy love we're in, I know. But never let go. Never let go. Baby, when your arms surround me, oh, 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 and your hands, they touch my skin, I feel love has finally found me. Won't you hold me once again? And never let go. Hold me tight. Tell me everything's alright. Never let go when it seems it'd be easier to leave. And never give up, never give in. It's a crazy love we're in. But never let go in this pain, when the sky is pouring rain. Never let go when it seems it'd be easier to leave. And never give up, never give in. It's a crazy love we're in, I know. Never let go. Never let go.